各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友
，Brothers and sisters and friends，
线上线上的先生
，and online and in person，
平安，
peace to you。
我们一起祷告
，and let's have more prayer。
在我们天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father who loved us, we thank you.
我们也赞美你。
And we praise you.
谢谢你把那属天的不能夺去的平安赏赐给我。
And thank you for giving us the peace that will not vanish.
主在离开世界之前曾经对他的门徒说。
And the Lord spoke to his disciples before he left.
这个世界有苦难。
That this world is full of sufferings.
但是在我里面有平安。
But in me there is peace.
我所赐给你们的是真平安。
And what I gave you is the true peace.
因为你们在你们里面的比的世界更大。
Because your Lord is bigger than the world.
今天无论我们遇到什么样的难处，什么样的试炼。
No matter what type of difficulties or trials we are facing.
我们知道神必借着他的灵，也借着他的话来坚固我们。
We know that this is to build us up through His word.
使我们靠着他的恩典可以站立得稳。
So that we can stand firm because of His grace.
可以经历这些试炼之后，仍然可以得胜。
That after trials we will win the victory.
因为不是我们能。
Not because we can.
乃是那位加添我们力量在我们里面来扶持我们。
But the Lord in us helping us.
让我们的软弱借着使神的能力可以借着我们的软弱显得完全。
So that God's power can be revealed through our weakness.
我们仰望今天你也借着你的话来坚固我们。
To you with your word to build us.
向我们每一个人说话。
To speak to each one of us.
说到我们的心里。
To speak to our heart,
可以留在刻在我们心里
that it will be carved on our heart,
成为供应我们生命的粮食
so that it become the food of our provisions.
谢谢你把这上好的福分赏赐给每一个渴慕你话语的人
and thank you for giving this high quality blessings to those who want your word.
当我们听你自己话的时候
and when we are listening to your words,
我们心向你是敞开的
we have a whole open heart.
我们心是受教的
Our heart is willing to be edified.
你的话就不会突然挽回。
That your word will not be in vain.
我们再次把感谢、把赞美都归给你。
And we give thanks and praise to you again.
请你听我们的祷告。
And please listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
今天我要和大家一起来分享。
So today I want to share with you.
罗马书十六章二十五到二十七节。
Book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 25 to 27.
这是罗马书最后的三节经文。
This is the last three verses in the book of Romans.
罗马书是一本什么样的书
？What is this? What is the?
这是新约当中最长、最伟大也最恢宏的一封书信。
And this is the longest book.
这是新约当中最长。最伟大也最
letters in the New Testament.
像刚才英奎讲的是保罗在他旅行布道期间所写的最后一封信。
And just like Paul said, that this is the last letters written by Paul in his missionary.
历史一代以来，罗马书深受神的儿女的喜爱。
And in his throughout the history, it's a favorite book of the children of God.
马丁路德甚至说
，Martin Luther also said,
新约圣经只要有罗马书和加拉太书就够了。
And the New Testament must have Book of Romans and Galatians.
还有一个弟兄说，新约书信只要有罗马书和约翰福音就够了。
And another brother said, the Book of Romans and the Book of John is a must.
可见他们喜爱罗马书的程度。
So then you can see how much favoritism they have on the Book of Romans.
当然，他们的意思不是说新约里面的书信太多了。
Of course, they are not saying that there are too many books in the New Testament.
不要误解，他们是要表达他们对罗马书的喜爱。
But they are just showing their favoritism.
那 NJIT 查经班呢？是从去年十月份
So the NJIT Bible Study Group started last October, and we are starting from the book of Romans.
暑假期间回到教会，又和教会的弟兄姐妹一起读了罗马书最后四章。
And during the summer, we also studied the book of Romans, four chapters.
所以今天我有这样的负担。
So today I have this burden.
来分享罗马书最后的三节。
To share this last three verses of the book of Romans.
当保罗写到最后这几句话的时候，
When Paul wrote this last few sentences,
他即将结束这封极长的书信。
He was ending this long letter.
他所说的是他对罗马弟兄姐妹的最后的心里的话。
And what he wants to say is the last will of word that he has to the Romans brothers and sisters.
我们从小学习写作文的时候就知道。
So when we were studying how to write an essay from little,
一篇文章最重要的点常常或者是最前面或者是最后面。
The most important point in an essay is the beginning and the end.
所以保罗他留在心里面的这几句话一定是非常重要的。
So the last conclusion here, it must be the most important thing in Paul.
读到这里的时候，我们也迫切的想要知道。
So we also want to know.
保罗如何给这封对人类历史带来无法评估的深刻的影响的书信画上完美的句号。
How he ends this book, which has brought to a big effect to the human history.
这三节的经文信息量其实很大。
So these three verses has a lot of message there.
当中的每一字，每甚至每一个词，甚至呢每一个字都非常的要紧。
Every single word.And sentence here are very important.
好，我们现在就来一字一句的认真的读一遍。
So let's read it carefully.
好，我来读。
And I'll read.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心。这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按照永生神的命，借众先知的书指示。万国的民，使他们信服真道，愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿们。
Now to him he who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him, to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.
这三节经文的结构刚才我们读的和合本的译本和英文的译本有一个很大的不同。
So the structure of how this was written in Chinese and English has a difference.
可以说是一个遗憾。
So is a defect.
就是没有把这三节的结构很清楚地显明出来。
Because it did not show the clearance of the structure of these three sentences.
看英文的翻译就很清楚，这三节其实是一段一起。既合成颂赞荣耀神的赞美诗。
If you look at an English version, you will see that this is one long sentence to praise them.
这就是为什么今天我的讲题哈，题目是颂赞之歌。
And therefore, today my topic is the hymn of praise.
这是一段非常浓缩的赞美神的诗歌。
It's a concise, shortened version of a praise.
假设和合本把这个结构复原的话
，So assuming the Chinese version,
其实应该是这样
，restore the original meaning,
其实应该是这样
，So then it should be like this.
愿荣耀归于神
，May glory be to the Lord.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心。
Only the Lord who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for the long past ages past.
那这三节经文里面或者说前两节里面保罗从四个方面来赞美称颂神。
So the beginning of the verse had Paul
赞美神。
He praised the Lord on his power.
他因耶稣基督的福音赞美神。
He praised the Lord because of God's gospel.
他因这个福音传于万民赞美神。
And he praised the Lord because this gospel was spread to many nations.
他因万民信服真道赞美神。
And he praised the Lord because the nations can believe in him.
下面我们就先来看这四个方面。
So let's see these four aspects.
保罗开始说唯有神然后点点点点最后能坚固你们的心。
And Paul said only God can take care of your heart.
这是他在赞美神的大能。
And this is what he is trying to praise Lord power.
保罗在罗马书一开始第一章曾经提到过两件事。
In the beginning of the book of Romans, Paul mentioned two things.
第一件事是我们都非常熟悉的，也是我们为福音聚会的时候常常这样祷告。
And is a familiar verse that we always pray in the gospel meeting.
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
And this gospel is the power of God to save everyone who believes.
他在第一章提到的第二件事情是关于他个人的。
And in chapter one, another point that he pointed out about himself,
就是他希望到罗马去
that he wanted to go to Rome,
使罗马弟兄姐妹可以得到属灵的供应，坚固那里的教会
so that he can help the brothers and sisters in Rome to ascertain them.
这就是他在一章十一节所说的那样，因为我切切的想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固。
This was written in chapter 1, verse 11. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts to make you strong.
大家可能注意到，保罗三次外出宣教旅行。
So you can pay attention to the three missionaries that he did.
第一次回程的时候，他是原路返回。
The first time he returned the same path as he went.
从特庇到路斯德到以格念再回到安提阿。That's okay, just loop.
So he went from, he returned to Antioch where he started.
为什么他是这样原路返回呢？因为他要看望他刚刚他和其他弟兄刚刚建立的教会。
Why he returned the same path he went? Because he wanted to revisit the churches he went to before.
看望他们目的就是要去坚固他们。
And to visit them is to be encourage them to be strong.
他后来两次，第二次和第三次出发的目的起义也是要去看望那些建立不久的教会。
The second and thirdTrip that he went was with the intention of visiting those churches.
目的同样是靠着神的大能，要坚固那些在那些地方的弟兄和姐妹。
And the purpose is also to encourage them to be strong.
坚固。
To be strong.
我们通常讲到神的大能的时候，会从两个方面来思考。
A lot of time we look at from two aspects.
他创造了大能。
The creation power.
他拯救的大能。
The salvation power.
其实呢，在他拯救的大能之中
，and in his salvation power，
不单单是拯救我们脱离罪恶
，not only to save us from sins，
也彰显在他坚固我们
，but also revealed through him as us。
神不但救我们脱离死亡，使我们罪得赦免
，not only save us from sin and forgive us，
他也带领坚固我们的信心
，and he also ascertained our faith，
使我们一生。不离开他，一生来跟随他。
So that we will not leave him and we can follow him.
因为我们一直处在属灵的征战之中。
Because we are continuing in the spiritual warfare.
我们随时会遇到试探和艰难。
We always face temptation and difficulties.
我们随时都会软弱，会疑惑，甚至会跌倒。
We will become weak, we will have doubt, and we will fall.
保罗自己也是这样。
Paul faced the same difficulties.
他曾经说过，有谁软弱，我不软弱。
He also said that who is weak that I have not been.
他说有谁跌倒，我不着急呢。
And who has fallen that will not make me worry.
他曾经对哥林多的弟兄说。
And he spoke to the people in Corinthian.
弟兄们，我不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死。 格林多前后书一章第八节到第九节的上半部分。格林多后书一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8. We do not want you to be uninformed, brother, about the hardship we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life.
格林多后书是一卷非常特别的书信。
Second Corinthians is a special book.
因为从来没有在一封书信里面，保罗可以把他的心这样向弟兄们讲敞开。
Because there is no other book that Paul opened up his heart that
well,
and to reveal all the to reveal all the difficulties that he faced.
只有我们对保罗这个人，这个最伟大的使徒，特别是他的软弱。有更多更深的了解。
So that we understand Paul more.
保罗在亚细亚的时候，有外面的难处，有里面的难处。
When Paul is in Asia, he has difficulties from outside and inside.
他被误解，他被诬陷，他被逼迫，他被追杀。
He was misunderstood. He was persecuted.
到一个地步，他承认说，像保罗这么大的使徒，他都绝望了。
To a point that even such a strong person as Paul can lose hope.
我们也会有难处。
We have difficulties too.
有个人的，有家庭的，有工作上的，有学业上的，有教会弟兄姐妹之间彼此服侍配搭方面的。
We have difficulties in personal, in group, in church, in work, at family, and even among brothers and sisters.
当我们在这样难处里面的时候，
But when we are in such difficulties,
我们应该怎么样？
What shall we do?
如果我们的难处比不上保罗的难处的话，
If our difficulties is not far beyond Paul's,
我想保罗就是我们的榜样，
Then Paul is our example.
保罗也可以给我们答案，
And Paul can give us answer.
好，我们现在一同来看保罗的答案是什么。
And let's see the answer from Paul.
是神的大能。
And that is God's power.
格林多后书第一章第九节的下半段和第十节说，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神，他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
And the answer is, indeed, in our heart we felt the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
格林多后书四章七节说，我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Chapter 4 verse 7 But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
保罗刚刚说他绝望。
And Paul just said that he has no hope.
这个绝望是瓦器的绝望。
And this hopeless is of the jars of clay.
是用泥巴所做的那些瓶瓶罐罐的绝望。
It's made from mud.
这样的瓦器碰到地上，
就会
万岁万万岁。
The jar of clay will crack when it was crushed on the floor.
这就是我们。
And this is me.
我们都是瓦器。
We are all jars.
但是今天我们成了不一样的瓦器。
But today we are different type of jars.
保罗说，我们是瓦器，但是呢，有一个宝贝在我们里面。
Paul said we are jars, but there is this precious thing inside.
因着这个宝贝。
And because of this precious,
瓦器还是瓦器。
The jar is still a jar.
但是却成了大有能力的瓦器。
But it become a super, a surpassing power jar.
所以我们一定要知道，在我们里面的宝贝是什么。
So we have to know what is this treasure in us.
这个宝贝就是基督。
And this treasure is Christ.
就是神儿子的生命。
That is the life of the Son of God.
尼弟兄曾经说，
And Brother Nee said,
神所做的不是除掉我们天然人里面的软弱。
What God did was not to remove our weakness.
这句话有点令人很惊讶，神做的不是除掉我们天然人里面的软弱。
Are you surprising to hear that God is not here to remove our nature,
乃是让属天的莫大的能力在我们的软弱上显明出来。
But is to have this heavenly power to show through our weakness.
神留下我们的软弱，
God kept our weakness.
同时赐下能力。
But at the same time, give us power.
让我们通可以胜过软弱来经历他死里复活的大能。
So that we can surpass the weakness to experience his resurrection.
保罗在第二次宣教的旅途中。
And on the second trip,
他和希拉在腓立比传福音的时候遭受毒打。
He was persecuted in Philippi.
在被打了很多棍之后又被关在监狱里。
And then he was put in jail.
约在半夜遍体鳞伤的保罗和希拉竟然开始祷告唱诗赞美神。
But in jail, brothers and sisters can pray and sing hymns.
圣经说众囚犯都侧耳倾听。
And the Bible said that all the jailers were listening.
他们唱着诗歌的时候突然地大震动。
And singing the hymn, the earthquake. Experience quake when we sing.
结果呢监狱的根基都摇动了，狱门大开。
And then it shook the jail door open.
狱卒以为犯人都逃跑了，正要自杀的时候，保罗大声呼叫说：“不要伤害自己。”
The soldiers who were watching the jail went to suicide because they thought the criminals were left.
更奇妙的是。保罗之后把主的道讲给狱卒和他全家的人听，使他们都接受了主耶稣的救恩。
Paul told the soldiers not to be afraid, and he tell them the gospel, so the whole family believed.
正因为保罗有许多这样的经历，
and because Paul's experiences,
所以他可以说，
so that he can say,
神曾经救他脱离极大的死亡。
God has saved him from great suppression.
现在仍要救他，他相信神将来还要救他。
And he believed God would save him now and in the future.
刚才博饼的时候，我们唱诗歌94首，说恩典够我用，永不敢力穷。基督活在我心中，活在我卑微心中。
Well, the hymn that we just sang, that the Lord will live in us.
愿我们不单单是从头脑里面知道，而且我们借着我们的经历，都可以像保罗那样说。
Let us not to stop this knowledge in our mind, but also experience in our life.
神已经救我，神现在正在救我，神将来他还要救我。
God has saved us, and He is saving us, and in the future He will continue to save us.
然后我们可以像保罗一样赞美神说。
Let us continue to praise as Paul did.
愿荣耀归于神。
May all the glory to God.
因为唯有神的大能能够坚固我。
Because only God's power can assert us.
像希伯来十三章十五节所说的那样，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
And just like in the book of Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 15. Fruit Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praises, the fruit of lips that confess.
我们是谁？
And who are we?
我们就是一群承认自己软弱的人。
We are a group of people admitting that we are weak.
是神的大能使我们在各样的试炼中不致摇动，而且还能开口赞美他。
Only God's power can make us not shake, but open our mouth to praise.
好，我们继续往下看。
And let's continue.
25节。
Verse 25.
不但告诉我们说神的能力能够坚固我们。
Not only to say that God can ascertain us.
保罗还告诉我们说，神如何来坚固我们。
Paul also says how God built us up.
他说，第一，照着保罗所传的福音；第二，照保罗所传的耶稣基督；第三，照永古隐藏不言的奥秘来坚固我们。
First, through God's gospel. Second, through Jesus Christ. And third.Through the proclamation of Jesus Christ, revelation of mystery.
不知道大家读到这里有没有觉得保罗有点张狂啊？口气怎么这么大
？So do you see that Paul is bragging?
把他自己所传所讲的与神永古隐藏不言的奥秘，竟然可以相提并论
？That he connected the revelation of mystery hidden for long.Ages to the word that he's spreading.
我们知道当然不是。
We know he's not bragging.
我们现在看 保罗这里所说的永古隐藏不言的奥秘。
So then let's look at this mystery.
所谓永古，说白话就是世世代代。
What is long ages is just mean generations.
而奥秘呢？
What is mystery?
在圣经当中有特殊的意义。
And there is this special meaning.
乃是指隐藏在神心中的意念和计划。
And that is the mystery hidden in God's will.
始于创造之前。
That go back to when the world was created.
也不随着时间的推移而修改而增补。
And it was not changed through time.
所以是神永恒不变的心意。
And therefore, as the never-changing will of God.
从级别上来讲，这是神所封存的最高级别的秘密。
And therefore, this is like the sealed highest secret.
甚至连天使这样的尊贵的受造之物也不知道。
Even the angels does not know.
神呢，只让极少数的人知道一点。
God only allow a little of these revealed.
而这几个知道一点神奥秘的人，就是旧约里面的先知。
And these a few people who knows about this mystery is the prophets in the Old Testament.
他们受圣灵的启发。
They were revealed by the Holy Spirit.
从神那里得知奥秘的啊一些模糊的片段。
And they were revealed with a little of the mystery.
记载下来。
Down and it become our Old Testament.
在翻译这一节的时候 ，when this verse was translated, 和合本的翻译漏掉了一个非常重要的字。
And then in the Chinese version, there is another word.
这个字就是启示。
And there is revelation.
如果把启示这个字加进去的话。
If you add revelation word,
是说并照奥秘的启示坚固你们。这奥秘是世世代代以来隐藏的。这是另外一个中文版本的翻译。
And so another version is, through the revelation to strengthen you through the mystery hidden for long ages.
主耶稣基督降临升天之后，我们知道就是末世。
Lord Jesus came to earth.
末世和末世之前的世代最大的不同。
The end age, the biggest difference is.
就是神解封了他的奥秘。
That is, God has opened up the revelation.
最近关注新闻的大家都很熟悉两个词，一个叫 classify， 一个是 declassify。
So recently, if you read the news, you will see two words: one is classified and one is declassified.
可以说呢，在末世神就解封了他的奥秘。
So just like in the end age, that God declassified His mystery.
那些借着圣灵得知神百般奥秘的人。
So through the Holy Spirit, the people who understand the mystery,
就是神主耶稣所拣选的他的使徒们。
Those are the disciples chosen by Christ.
使徒啊，彼得、约翰、保罗和其他新约的作者。
The disciples Peter, Paul, John, and other authors of the New Testament.
他们就得到了神的启示，神就把这个奥秘。向他们解开。
They receive revelation from God, and God opened the mystery to them.
在神那里面是奥秘，等使徒们得到了，到了使徒那里就成为启示。
The mystery from God reached the disciples. Those are the revelations.
神之所以这么做
，And why God did this?
就是通过这些使徒向全世界都宣告这个揭开的奥秘。
That is through the disciples to proclaim his mystery.
使这个奥秘得以显明，让全世界的人都可以知道神的心意。
So that this mystery can be revealed to everyone on earth.
这也就是说，保罗所传的福音，他所讲的耶稣基督和永古隐藏不言的奥秘，并不是分开的事情。
And therefore, what Paul is spreading is about this long ages mystery and Jesus Christ.Are not unrelated.
出于方便，我们可以说保罗的福音。
We can say that in an easier sentence, Paul's gospel.
但是呢，保罗的福音不是保罗的福音，乃是耶稣基督的福音。
The God, Paul's gospel is not Paul's, but Jesus Christ's gospel.
是耶稣基督和神借耶稣基督所成就的事。
Is Jesus Christ and what was done through Jesus Christ achieved?
保罗所传的福音是将永古隐藏不言的奥秘揭示出来，这个奥秘就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
What Paul was spreading the gospel is the proclamation of Jesus Christ.
保罗所传的不是他自己，乃是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul was not spreading about himself, but Jesus Christ who was crucified.
他也不是照着人的技巧和智慧来传讲耶稣基督，他传的乃是耶稣基督钉十字架，在不信的人是愚拙，在信的人基督总是神的能力和神的智慧。
And he was not spreading the gospel through his wisdom, but to men who does not believe that Jesus Christ is silly, but it's the strength.
神的大能。
The strength of God.
透过福音，透过基督来坚固我们。
Through Christ, through gospel, to strengthen us.
坚固我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
To strengthen us who are saved by grace.
今天当我们想到耶稣基督的福音的时候，
Today when we think about Jesus Christ's gospel,
弟兄姐妹说我们应该怎么样？
What should we do?
我们要赞美称颂神。
We have to praise the Lord.
他把这么好的福音白白的赏赐给我们。
That he gave such good news to us.
使我们得知神心中最宝贵的奥秘。
So that we can understand what is in God's heart.
我们再来看下一节第二十六节。
In verse 26.
召密如今已经显明出来，而且按照永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
Now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him.
从某一个角度上来说，
From a different angle,
罗马书整篇其实都是在详细的说明阐明这个奥秘。
That the whole book of Romans is to tell us this mystery.
这个奥秘
and this mystery
可以称为是耶稣基督的奥秘。
We can also call it as the secret of Jesus Christ.
因为这个奥秘的核心
because the center of the secret
所有其他围绕着这个核心的
anything surrounding this mystery
都是关于神的儿子我们的主耶稣基督。
It's all about the Son of God, our Jesus Christ.
神如何来显明这个奥秘呢？
How did God reveal this?
圣经很多地方都告诉我们说，
And the Bible has many places told us.
神是在时间满足的时候，
When the time is up,
做了两件极大的事。
He did two great things.
首先呢，他让他的儿子到地上来。
First, he led his son to come to earth.
道成肉身，使人在肉身来认识他的儿子。
Word come to flesh so that people can get to know his son.
人若有了神的儿子，就有生命。
When people receive the son, they receive life.
人若没有神的儿子，就没有生命。
If they don't have the son of God, they don't have life.
这是神做的第一件事。
And this is the first thing that God did.
他做
He did.
他赐下圣灵到地上来。
He sent the counselor, the Holy Spirit.
使人不再是借着律法，乃是在灵里面认识那个肉身他们亲眼曾经看见的耶稣基督。
So that people would get to know the Jesus Christ in person, not through law, but through Holy Spirit.
也不再是凭肉身来认识神的儿子。
And not to know Jesus Christ as a body.
乃是借着圣灵的开启，从里面来认识他。
But through the revelation of the Holy Spirit to understand him.
所以神那个永古隐藏不言的奥秘就是这样显明出来。
So this mystery that is not hidden anymore was revealed in this way.
刚才我们说了，他是首先向他所节选的使徒和门徒，特别是保罗，来启示他自己。
And we just mentioned that this mystery was revealed to the disciples, especially Paul.
而这个启示出来的也不是一个绝对新的事物。
And this mystery is not new.
那是按照旧约先知预言中所暗示的那样。
but is also has been revealed through the Old Testament.
只不过在过去是影子，是隐喻。
But in the past, it's like a shadow.
现在变成了实体。
And now become practical.
过去是月亮的光。
In the past, it's like the light from moon.
今天太阳已经升起。
But now we see the sunlight.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面同样讲到奥秘。
So in the book of Ephesians, it also revealed the mystery.
在以弗所书三章第六节到第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
保罗说这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。我做了这福音的指示，是照着神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
And to make it plain to everyone that administrating of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things, his intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavens realm.
所以这个奥秘我们看到是耶稣基督，是外邦人在基督耶稣里。
So then we see that this mystery is in Christ Jesus.
和犹太人一同得到福音，同为一体，同蒙应许。
And to be promised to the Israelites, the people of God.
而且呢，保罗在这一节里面还把这个奥秘启示的更多的细节告诉我们。
And Paul gave us more detail of this mystery.
所以我称这个呢是神奥秘启示的四部曲。
And therefore, I call this the four steps of the review of the mystery.
第一步
first step,
是神在永古之先定下他的旨意，这就是神永生的命或神永生的命令。
That God has set his mystery hidden for long ages past.
这个旨意，神的这个命，不随着时间而改变。
And this mystery did not change from time.
这个旨意的核心就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And the center of this mystery is his son, Christ Jesus.
第二步呢？
And the second step.
是他透过所节选的先知将他的旨意写入圣经之中。
And through the chosen prophet that the word was written in the Bible.
这就是说他借众先知的书。
And therefore, through the prophetic writings,
这是第二步。
And that is the second step.
从神那里面起始。
That is the command of the eternal God.
到旧约的众先知记载下来。
And was written by the Old Testament prophets.
第三步就是下一步。
And the third step.
在新约当中由神所拣选的使徒。
And in the New Testament, there are disciples chosen.
他们破这个旨意。
And in the New Testament, they understood the Old Testament.
他们接受了一个托付，他们成为福音的使者。
And they accept this burden to become the messenger of the good news.
他们到各地把这个旨意传给万民。
They went to different places to spread this good news to different nations.
把神的福音传到地。
And to spread the good news to the end of earth.
使这个福音成为万民的福音。
So that this good news can become the good news for all nations.
这个将福音传给万民的工作。
Then the work of spreading the gospel.
由使徒彼得开始。
Started from Paul.
主要呢由使徒保罗完成。
I started from Apostle Peter and ended with Apostle Paul.
保罗把这个福音传给外邦人。
Paul spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
到一个地步。
To the point.
他说已经很难找到一个地方。
He said, I could not find a place.
没有听过福音的。
Have not heard of good news.
所以他在罗马书当中表明了一个心愿。
And therefore he has this wish in the book of Romans.
他要到当时所知的罗马帝国的地极西班牙那里去。
He wanted to reach the end of the Roman Empire, which is Spain at that time.
那是一个未得之地。
And that is the place without the gospel yet.
保罗最后有没有去西班牙呢？
Did he went?
圣经没有告诉我们。
The Bible did not say.
所以我们不知道。
So we did not know.
据说是去了。
I heard he might have.
但是无论如何。
But no matter what.
我们知道这是神将奥秘解开的第三步。
We knew that this is the third step of revelation of the mystery.
就是要指示万国的民。
That is to reveal to all nations.
那最后一步。
And the last step.
万民因信而顺服，听从所听见的道。
All nations will believe and obey him.
就是信服真道。
And that is to believe in the word.
这当中也包括我们。
And that including us.
这个福音今天也临到我们。
And this good news came to us too.
我们也听到了。
We heard it.
我们也接受了。
We accept it.
我们要赞美称颂我们的神。
We want to praise and thank our Lord.
那总结起来。
And in conclusion,
就看到保罗啊，神这个启示的过程里面。
And through this step,
后面的两步就是在新约里面。
Of the last two steps were in the New Testament.
保罗在一开始在罗马书一章第五节，
后面
the last in the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 5
也说到同样的事情。
It says the same thing.
说我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分。一章五节。
Through him and for his name's sake, we receive grace and apostleship.
在万国中叫人因他的名信服真道。
To call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that come from faith.
这个奥秘。
And this verse.
神在永古之先，从神在永古之先定下开始。
From the beginning of the world, God has set this mind.
到万民顺服听从真道而结束。
And it will end as all people believe and obey.
这奥秘。神向天使隐藏。
And this mystery was hidden from angels.
旧约的先知也只是略略的知道一点。
The prophets in the Old Testament only knew a little bit of this.
如今却向世人显明。
But now it's revealed to all nations.
让所有相信他的人都可以知道。
So that all the one who believe can know.
这已经让我们非常的稀奇，非常感恩。
And this is something we should be grateful about.
更让我们稀奇的是。
And what was surprising to us.
因着教会。
And through church.
因着今天我们被带到神的教会，神的家。
And because we were brought to God's home today.
因着今天我们被带到耶稣基督的身体里面。
And because we were brought to the body of Christ,
我们不单单知道了这个奥秘
not only we see this mystery,
而且今天我们也在这个奥秘之中
and we are in this mystery,
我们也有份于这个奥秘
and we are part of this mystery.
真经告诉我们说
and the Bible told us,
神的奥秘就是基督
God's mystery is Jesus Christ.
基督的奥秘就是教会
Jesus Christ's mystery is church.
教会岂不是就是我们这些蒙恩得救的人吗
Church is us who are saved by grace.
我们可以大胆一点说
We can boldly say
神的奥秘是基督
God's mystery is Jesus Christ.
基督的奥秘是我们
Jesus Christ's mystery is us.
不是我们配
Not
是神的大
能大能
is God,
是他的大能拯救我们
is his power saving us,
是他的大能坚固我们
is his power strengthening us,
借着他的圣灵
and through Holy Spirit,
借着福音
through gospel,
借着他的话
through his word,
借着耶稣基督的圣灵
Jesus Christ's body,
今天我们都在他里面
today we are all in him.
开头的时候我们说了
In the beginning, we said,
这三节经文是一段一气呵成的赞美诗。
These three verses is one sentence of praising.
赞美神的智慧和荣耀。
To praise God's great will and his glory.
And the wisdom.
To praise God's wisdom and his glory.
或者说呢，因着神的智慧。
Or we should say that because God's wisdom, we praise God's glory.
赞美神的荣耀。
Oh, we should say that because of God's wisdom,
使他的能力在我们这些软弱的人的身上可以显得完全。
So that His strength can show perfect in us who are weak.
那我找到了。
英文的翻译我觉得挺好，就是特别口语，特别现代的
一个英文的翻译我觉得挺好，就是特别，我知道我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹听英文比较好，所以呢，我想请 Tracy 念一下这个吧。
So I'll read this version.
咱们说中文呢，虽然英文不太好，但是因为这个翻译的特别白话，所以对我们也不难。
So the English is very plain. It should be easy to understand.
Tracy 姐妹可以辛苦一下。
So precisely as revealed in the mystery, kept secret for so long, but now an open book through the prophetic scriptures, all the nations of the world can now know the truth and be brought into obedient belief, carrying out of the orders of God, who got all this started, down to the very last letter.
所有这一切。
So all these.
都是从神开始
started from God
到他的旨意最终结束
until his will is done
万物是本于他
everything belong to him
依靠他
depend on him
归于他
belong to him
愿荣耀归给他
may glory to him
这是最后一节
and that is the last words
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全知的神直到永远阿们
To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.
保罗以赞美神开始这一段赞美诗。
Paul started with praising the Lord.
现在他以赞美神的结束，赞美神的智慧来结束这封传讲福音的荣耀的书信。
And he ended this book by praising God's wisdom.
他在二十五节以赞美神的大能开始，在二十七节他现在。
Starting from verse 25, he praised God's power, and verse 27, he
ended praising God's wisdom. 神是独一的智慧。
And God is the only
one. He stands alone in his glory.
因着他的荣耀，天地间没有一个受造物可以靠近他。
And because of his glory, there is nothing created can be depended on.
在他智慧的拯救的计划当中
，In his wise salvation plan,
没有一个人可以做他的谋士
，And nobody can be his advisor.
他行事按照他自己独特的方式来行事
，He work on his own plan.
他用最超越的手段来成就最美好的结果。
And his unique plan to accomplish the best result.
在他测不透的智慧里面
，and his unbeatable wisdom.
他制定也实行了一个能够使万民得救的计划。
And he set this salvation.
打破了人与神与圣洁的神与罪人之间的那个。
To all nations.
他打破了断的墙。
And he break the bridge, the barrier between the holy God and the sinful man.
他也拆除了犹太人和外邦人之间隔断的墙。
And he also breaks the barrier between the chosen people Israelites and the Gentiles.
他将他自己正义和纯洁的要求。
And he passed down the righteousness and the holiness.
与他向罪人的爱和恩典结合起来。
To connect with the love of sinners.
他使慈悲与真理相遇。
He lets the mercy and the truth met.
在他的奇妙的救赎之中。
And in his salvation,
我们这些卑微的人。
We are the humble people.
今天甚至可以比在创造之中更多的看见神百般的智慧。
That we can see his wisdom more than when it was started in the creation.
无论我们如何的来赞美他
No matter how we praise him,
都远远远远远远的不够。
It's never, never enough.
我们这些神的儿女。
We the children of God.
我们要成为在神面前赞美的人。
We have to be the people who praise Him.
我们要成为一个赞美神的人。
We have to praise the Lord.
不是有心无口的习惯的用语来赞美他。
Not to use a common usual word to praise.
但是真的因为我们心里面开启看见他的智慧看见他的美善看见他的恩典而从内心发出对他的赞美。
But it's truly from the bottom of the heart praising him because we see his wisdom, we see his love, and we see his beauty.
也因着天天能够经历他的同在，经历他的保守，经历他大能的坚固而赞美他。
And because of our daily life that we can experience him and experience his strengthening us to praise him.
使我们的每一天都是赞美他的天。
So that daily we praise him.
每一件事情都来赞美。
And on every event, we praise him.
因为这位我们所信，我们所跟随的这位神。
Because he is the Lord that we believe and follow.
他配得我们一切的称颂。
He's worthy with our praises.
在我们结束的时候。
And as we end here,
我请弟兄姐妹，我们一同把这三节经文一同再念一遍。
And I ask brothers and sisters to read these three verses together.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督并照永古言的奥秘坚固你们的心这奥秘如今显明出来而且按照神永生的命借众先知的书指示万国的民使他们信服真道愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神直到永远好我们一起祷告
Let's have prayer
天父我们把感谢赞美都归给你
Heavenly Father we give thanks and praise to you
谢谢你借着你自己的话
And thank you for your own word
向我们启示你是何等荣耀何等智慧何等大能的一位神
To reveal how you are, who is glory and almighty.
谢谢您让我们这些卑微微小的人。
And thank you for allowing us who are so little and humble.
借着你所赐给我们的圣灵。
And through the Holy Spirit you gave us.
我们能够微微的看见明白一点主你自己的性情。
That we can see a little bit about your will.
就是我们看到的这一点点也让我们心里面
Even with this little bit revelation can surprise us.
让我们不能不开口。
So that we cannot not open our mouth.
从我们内心的深处把感谢、赞美、荣耀都归给你。
From the bottom of our hearts, we have to give you thanks and praises and glory.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.